Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, welcome to Red Men. So, Diogo Jota out until the new year. Luis Diaz out until the new year. How are the Reds going to cope and who is going to step up in their absence? That is the topic up for debate this week on The Debate Show. Let's watch the clip. Diaz and Jota, we now know, are going to be out until the new year. They're going to miss the World Cup period. They're going to be back in, hopefully for January, which is fine, but it doesn't help us necessarily in the short term. Who will step up for Liverpool between now and the World Cup? Sam Walker.
Okay. Do you know what? I think we've kind of been a little bit fortunate that in the last couple of weeks we've developed this new system. In this case, I think had we been playing the traditional 4-3-3, we would have been up shit creek. In that, I think that sort of wide left, really attacking position, although there is defensive responsibilities, yeah, it's much more suited to an explosive player. And even though Jota's not rapid, he's still explosive, isn't he? I think this new 4-4-2 or whatever it looks like when we've got the ball and off the ball, I think suits some of the more midfield type players.
Yeah.
So instantly what comes to mind would be Carvalho. Yeah. And I think it's an absolutely amazing opportunity for him to step up. I think he's already had a go at it away at Rangers.
Looked it off the bench against City as well.
Do you know what? That was brilliant. I know we've obviously covered that all week, but I thought the way he just came on and just didn't shake away from it, did he? He was just like, nice touches, pass, quick movement. I thought, wow, this guy's got something. And I think the other one, the outside shouter, and I'm interested to see what you guys think about this, is Curtis Jones.
Yeah.
He's a very attacking player anyway, powerful, strong. When he gets himself fit, I know he's got some problems with his shins, but I think as a left midfielder, that could really suit him when he gets back.
I think he's the outside shelter on this, and I said this in the office yesterday and a couple of people not really thought about him. What's your thoughts then?
Yeah, it's difficult to disagree with anything Sam just said. It's a massive opportunity for Carvalho. I totally get that. We like the 60-30, don't we? So the two names we've just mentioned could do 60-30. I think Carvalho is a little bit more, even more creative than Curtis, and he looks forward potentially in a 4-2-3-1 or a 4-2-4, whichever way you do it. Elliot and Carvalho's first thought when they get on the ball on the half turn is to get it under control, and then the second touch is to look forward.
Yeah.
And that's massive if you want to play on the front foot. And I think, as Sam says, it's a wonderful opportunity for Carvalho. We clearly didn't sign him to sit him in the reserves. We signed him to get him involved.
Yeah.
We never anticipated injuries. Here's his chance. How many times in years gone by have we seen players come from that position to be stalwarts in the team for many years going forward? So whilst I'm obviously disappointed for the two lads that are injured, I'm really excited to see what this guy can do.
Yeah, no, I think that's fascinating. Another show, we've got Scott T, who's live with us in the Discord, saying Nunes on the left. On the weekend, he was amazing in the 15-minute cameo, despite the misses, keeping Mo and Bobby down the middle. And that's another really interesting point on this. I don't think we bought him for that. I mean, Klopp's referenced that he can drift from the left, and I think he naturally wants to be more over that way, Sam. What I noticed for him in that game, it was his pace. And that's one thing I agree that I don't necessarily think you need to have electric pace, but all of a sudden, without Diaz and with Salah move central, we haven't got any real burning pace on either wing, you know, because Harvey Elliott could continue on the right. Let's just say you bring Carvalho in on that left-hand side. You seem the most natural fit to carry on that way. We are definitely lacking something, and when you start to lack pace, it starts to undercut a lot of what you do. I get very Divock Origi vibes, and I know. People had a problem with Divock playing wide. I never did. I always thought it was clearly not his best position, but it actually helped his all-round game, I thought, at times, and just having that explosiveness and, of course, that ability to cut in on your good foot and get a shot away could be something interesting.
Yeah, and I think with Divock, I think when he first came into the side, I think it kind of suited him, because when he was fit and playing a lot, he could, and he was quick enough to get past his defender, it worked really well for him. It was just later on, wasn't it, where he did have some injury problems and he wasn't playing as much and unfit in terms of match fitness, then he didn't offer as much on that side. But I definitely see. I actually think Nunes has more than Divock. Divock in the box was always brilliant, but I think Nunes does have a bit more. The way he drops a shoulder and goes, he was fantastic against City. If I'm being honest,
he feels a bit more like, well, he's more of a fighter than Divock.
Oh yeah,
Divock
yeah.
is a very just a very laid back character, wasn't he? You know, he let things come to him as much as anything else.
Oh yeah, like he couldn't be opposite ends of the personality spectrum, but on the pitch, I can see why you're making the comparisons, 100%. Both quite tall as well, in that respect, good in the air. But I think it's interesting, because I think I don't think Nunes can start a game from that wide midfield position, because I do think it's a little bit more, especially against City, was a bit more of a 4-4, and then whatever else you have in front of that 1-1-2, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. So I see him more in the 4-3-3 as a left-sided player, or, you know, like, I know we flip between formations. I think that would work. I'm not really seeing him standing in front of Robbo, helping him out, getting back, tucking in. I think that's where...
getting back's the big issue on that, isn't it? And again, look, I think that stands for a lot of the players. You know, Carvalho's still early doors for him and his understanding in that team. I think that was the first time, just on the other side of the pitch, that we saw against Man City, Harvey Elliott kind of writing off a lot of his critics, you know, doing the dirty work for the team. Not that I think that was overstated. I think he's done plenty of the dirty work for the team, but it's so complex, I think, that right midfield role. But I think it's a little bit more simplistic in the way we're playing at the moment. I don't think it requires as much in-depth understanding. Sometimes they just get back and get more in shape. So there's a bit of a sliding scale here of like the three options we've discussed. Nunes, no idea, he's a centre forward. I've got no idea whether he can get back and do all the defensive stuff. Carvalho's a second striker, you know what I mean? He's a forward. Can he get back and do it? And then you've got Curtis Jones, who's been getting blooded in as a midfielder, did a little shift at DM as well a couple of times last season. He probably is the most all-rounded fit, but in terms of going the other way, in terms of goals, Nunes is going to be top, Carvalho is going to be second, and then Curtis is going to be third underneath that.
Yeah, there's lots of permutations, and what I would say is, whoever it is, Thiago's responsibilities just went up quite a bit in terms of covering that area, because we don't know defensively what any of those guys are going to give us. I think of the three, Carvalho is probably the one who works the hardest when he doesn't have the ball, because he's keen to impress and he loses the ball, he wants to win it back. I think the key thing for me, Paul, and you just alluded to it, was the pace. If you were able to talk to our opposition, and in particular Manchester City, our transition is what kills teams.
Yeah.
And I've always said I don't see Harvey Elliott as a right winger, because goals on the break are not an option, because he's not electrically quick. He's not slow, but he's not going to outstrip most of the fullbacks in the Premier League and leave him for dead like Diaz can, like Nunes can, like Salah can and Mane used to do. So, yeah, I think it's interesting. We maybe won't play so high and so wide for that reason. I just think we're going to have to look after the ball a bit better with whoever we have in the team.
What I thought was really interesting, I was just digging through some of the stats from last season, and I went to Darwin Nunes. 28 appearances as centre forward, 18 goals, 3 assists. 8 appearances, 6 goals as a second striker. Left winger, 5 appearances, 10 goals, 2 assists.
Wow. So what was the formation where he played, does it say?
It doesn't, to be fair. And this is just going back. It's always a bit loose in how Transfermarkt do this. It won't be exact. I mean, it hasn't listed him as anything other than a centre forward from his sub appearance at the weekend. So it's not quite as myopic, you know, in its focus. But if I was looking at some base encouragement from that, and again, I would suspect it'll be more 4-2-3-1, more 4-3-3 than 4-4-2, of course. But look at the teams that we've got coming up. West Ham will be a difficult test, but you've got Forest coming up after that. We've played most of our
and Spurs will be down the line, of course, but we've got a bunch of teams there where we can flat track bully a bit, where maybe you tell Nunes that he can go on the right and he doesn't need to come back and do all that dirty work. It is 4-2-4, not 4-4-2.
Do you remember when Ole Gunnar Solskjaer first took over United and they went on that mad run of winning loads of games? They played this weird system. Now, I can't remember if it was straight at the back or not, because we're never going to go down that route, but what they did is they said, right, Jesse Lingard was in form, you're going to play like we're almost where Bobby likes to play, and they played split strikers. There's maybe a way of manipulating our 4-3-3 in certain games, exactly what you've just said. I was going to say against your Forest, your Leeds, your Southamptons, where you say, we're going to play 4-3-3, but we're going to take a bit of attacking responsibility off Harvey and say, you know what, you're just going to, you know, focus on that centre area of the pitch. Bobby does what Bobby does, but instead of Nunes and Salah being the wider sort of forwards, they're almost a left and right striker. So it's still almost like a 4-3-3, but it gets the best out of what we've got. There's potentially, I don't think we'd ever line up like that.
It's a bit more like midfield diamond, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. We'd never line up like that defensively, but I wondered if there was ever, because we know Salah wants to be near the goal and he likes to play on the right. We know Nunes likes to be near the goal and he likes to play on the left. That could almost, and I think it'd have to be an in-game situation as opposed to a setup, but that could almost work. Bobby dropping in, the two lads where they want to be, and then you're sort of more solid base behind it.
That's interesting stuff. Just again, look at the fixtures ahead. Obviously we're filming this ahead of the Liverpool West Ham game. Forest is at the weekend, Ajax away in the following midweek, we then host Leeds United, we then got Napoli coming to Anfield Spurs. So you know, there are obviously a couple of really tricky games in there. You've got the EFL Cup hosting Derby, Southampton away to Villa, that's actually after the international break, after the World Cup. So yeah, you know, you look at those games, so in particular Forest, maybe Leeds at a stretch, but Forest, Derby County and Southampton at least are games where you can be a bit more, you don't have to worry about everything being absolutely perfect. You should have enough quality.
And Leeds at home, isn't it? So you'd back yourselves there anyway, wouldn't you?
Absolutely that. Interesting stuff. I mean, we've got a couple of comments here actually in the Discord. So Titch Green says, I feel we'll have to rotate Bobby soon, so maybe Darwin through the middle with Mo and Curtis or Carvalho on the left. West Ham have a bit of a crisis at the back. Darwin could explode this week. That would be absolutely amazing. Scott T says, Mitch Benfica would often play 4-2-3-1 or 4-3-3. So that answers the question. So like, he's clearly capable. You know, and again, it's that he's got, it's the pace thing that makes a huge difference. If he was a lumbering target man, you'd end up in like Kevin Davies territory. You know, we did a bit with Dirk Hout as well under Rafa. We put him over on the right. But I think he can play a little bit like that. But as we saw against City, he can just turn and go. I think the honest answer on all this, it will depend upon Curtis Jones's fitness, because this is a huge month coming up for him. He's got a real opportunity to kind of lay something down. Is this going to be Liverpool's formation moving forward? Because if he comes in and he's a revelation out there, then it changes Liverpool's transfer strategy a little bit, potentially for the January, because if he's able to fulfil that potential and finally become Steve McManaman Mark II, which is what I've been saying for years, that'd be class. But I mean, again, what it probably boils down to, Sam, is it's all of those three. Yeah. And it might even be a random Oxlade-Chamberlain shelter.
Well, someone put that as well. There's another one as well. There's an elephant in the room. The man that can do no wrong at the moment. The man that can do it all.
James Milner.
Jimmy Milner, in the most pragmatic sense possible. Go on, Robbo. Have a field day up there, mate. I've got you covered.
Yeah. Imagine that day. I live for that day. I'm living for that moment.
He's played wing before,
hasn't he? Yeah, that's what we say. He was a winger when we bought him. So, yeah. Look forward very much to James Milner starting left wing for
tonight.
Liverpool in 2022. Yeah, that's going to make everyone dead happy, and I'm here for it. And sit back. Can you still allowed to access Twitter though, even though you can't?
Oh yeah, I can still retweet and like.
Sit back with the popcorn and wait for that one to all go off. Yeah, cool. Let us know who do you think will step up. You know, and this is much a question of like, you know, positivity of like, who do you think is going to take that opportunity that's presented to them? In that regard, I think ultimately Nunes is going to get his chance through the middle, because there's going to be games where we do play him through the centre. So Carvalho is the one who stands to benefit most from this, because there's just a bit of a pathway into the 11s just opened up in front of him. And similarly, because of the way things have moved on, it's opened one up for Elliot as well. And so far, so good for
both
of them.
We've said for years, haven't we? How many times have we sat and said the best players become the best players because of injuries? You can go through pretty much everyone apart from maybe Messi, who was always Ronaldo. But apart from those guys, everyone else who's a first team footballer is probably, you know, transfer ban Chelsea with their young lads. Otherwise, injuries, isn't it? Always is.
No, absolutely. Brilliant. Yeah, keep your answers coming in the comments or on Discord.
Thank you so much for watching that part of this week's debate show. Every week, three guests, three topics, no holds barred, and it streams exclusively in full, in video and in podcast form over on redmenplus.com. This week, in addition to this topic, we also discussed whether Harvey Elliott was right to be supported in Liverpool, and is it part of a wider transfer strategy that Liverpool have got going on? And we pick a Liverpool Premier League 11 based on people and their original squad numbers having to have been between 1 and 11. It's complicated. It's good fun. It was really, really interesting, and my team was awful. Go and check it out on redmenplus.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.